This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Today I would like to begin a study of the short book of Jude. You'll find it just before the final book in the Bible, the book of Revelation. Jude, the author, was a half-brother of Jesus and a brother of James who wrote the book of James. Not much is said about Jude in the Bible beyond what you find in his book. He's mentioned in Matthew 13 and Mark 6, along with his other brothers. He's to be distinguished from Jude or Judas, one of the apostles mentioned in John 14:22. I say this because in Jude 17, he refers to the apostles' warning as coming from a group distinct from himself. He refers to himself as a servant or bondservant of Jesus Christ. That is, one who voluntarily submits himself to servitude for life. Though Jesus' brother, he wasn't a believer until his resurrection. In passing, it's interesting to note he had the same name as Judas the betrayer, who as an apostate characterized the very group Jude exposes and condemns in this book. By identifying himself as a servant and brother of James, he demonstrates humility. But though relatively unknown and unheralded, he had a heart for God and for truth, and eagerly committed himself to the defense of both. He warned Christians of the danger of apostasy lurking close by and encouraged them to be well grounded in the truth, stand up for the truth, and help bring others to the truth. He modeled in his own life what he was calling other believers to. What he wrote is more relevant than today's news. Read it over a few times before our next visit and reflect on what he had to say about life.